WTAW News time is 7:05. It's 42 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwornam & Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The days are numbered for the Texas World Speedway, but that might be many days away.
College Station's Interim Director of Planning and Development, Lance Sims, says the proposed master plan community just outside the south city limits would eventually replace the racetrack.
All the dirt work, you know, involved, and I'm sure you've seen the racetrack, but it's a banked, you know, I believe it's a 2 mile oval banked structure, and so there's a lot of dirt work eventually that would have to happen to make this development complete.
Sim says the developer did a market study that indicated it would take 15 years to complete the $513 million project. It would include nearly 1,400 single-family homes, among other things. Sim says the developer wants to start construction on the so-called Speedway District in 2015 or 16. That's contingent on the city council and the state approving a municipal utility district. The council holds a public hearing on the 27th. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Thanks to the success of South by Southwest, the VCS Convention and Visitors Bureau may have their foot in the door for bringing UIL events to town. CVB President Shannon Overby talked about UIL during the last College Station City Council meeting 2 weeks ago.
They stay in Austin. They don't really look at other communities, and we have chiseled away at them.
Now the UIL is considering a new location and or date of future state boys basketball tournaments. Organizers say they've drawn as many as 100,000. Since South by Southwest has grown, basketball attendance has dropped to below 70,000. Organizers say the festival has made it hard finding affordable lodging around Austin. A subcontractor for BTU had nearly $10,000 in stolen equipment and materials returned. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says three people were caught at a recycler in North Bryan.
The same afternoon, they reported to us that someone was there trying to sell that wire. And so we responded rather quickly, and as a result of that, we've arrested three individuals and charged them with the theft.
Charged with burglary and theft were 32-year-old Christine Belford, 29-year-old Carl McGuire, and 22-year-old Dylan Clay, all from Bryan. Kirk says they asked the recycler to be on the lookout for almost 300 feet of aluminum wire. Deputies also recovered bolt cutters, come-along stands, pulleys, and batteries. Two 20-year-old motorcyclists from near Lincoln, Nebraska, weren't able to outrun College Station police. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says public assistance helped catch the bikers who were being pursued by patrol after running a stop sign at Holloman and Eleanor Tuesday afternoon.
We had some pedestrians in the area, pointed the officers in the right direction. We were able to locate both motorcycles and take both drivers into custody for the felony offense of evading arrest in a vehicle.
According to the arrest report, one of the bikers was going 80 miles per hour in the neighborhood. In an unrelated case, a car burglar working at 3:30 Wednesday morning was seen. The witness called 911, and in 4 minutes, police arrived on Cross Street between Tauber and College Main in the Northgate District. 19-year-old Tobias Brown of Bryan was arrested for breaking into a car and an SUV. WTAW News time is 7:09. It's 42 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwornam & Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwornam & Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwornam & Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwornam & Flooring today.
Zwornam & Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Rattlesnakes, black widow spiders, poison ivy, bull nettle, jellyfish, mosquitoes, and hissing cockroaches. What do all these have in common? They're all part of our natural world. The Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse wants to remind you that even though marijuana advocates argue that it is natural and therefore safe, many things we find in the world that are natural are not necessarily safe. In fact, some can be quite harmful. Find out more about marijuana and the science of drug abuse at www.drugabuse.gov.
Have Fed Easy Money policies set us up for another market crash? The Fed printed trillions of dollars, yet the economy has barely grown. Numbers don't lie. There's little job growth, housing looks anemic, and consumer confidence is disappearing. Yet somehow, stocks have skyrocketed. Wake up, America. The last crisis came without warning and wiped out trillions of our savings overnight. Don't let it happen again. Receive the blockbuster video, The Crash You'll Never See Coming, and the Gold and Silver Investors Kit that could help crash-proof your portfolio. Gold and silver are already up 10% since the beginning of the year, and some experts see much higher prices ahead. Call Lear Capital now at 800-646-3410, and the first 50 callers will receive a 1 gram pure silver bar to help start protecting their portfolio now. Just mention the Rush Limbaugh Show. There's no obligation. The Investor's Kit, video, and silver bar are free. Call now, 800-646-3410, 800-646-3410, that's 800-646-3410.
That's a big truck Meatball's got.
I wonder where he got it.
He must know it's truck month here at Tima, Navasota.
Get a 2014 Ford F-250 Crew Cab for $10,000 off MSRP. Plus a 2014 Ford F-150 Crew Cab for $349 a month.
Nice price.
Or a 2013 F-150 Crew Cab for $25,988.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, TimaNavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike.
Tima, Navasota, where you always get a
nice price.
Good morning, it's 712, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system. World's best roof, give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Sunshine today. High temperatures are probably going to be somewhere around 65 later this afternoon after a cool start. It'll turn partly cloudy overnight, 45. Clouds will continue to move in from the south and west tomorrow. We could see a stray shower during the day. Highs will be up around 65. Lots of clouds for tomorrow night. There's the chance of a shower. Lows near 55. Clouds and scattered showers Saturday with highs between 65 and 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Aggie baseball and Aggie softball were both in action yesterday. I'll tell you how well they did. And they're gearing up for some SEC series this weekend against some SEC foes. Texas A&M basketball, speaking of SEC, they're playing in the SEC tournament today at noon. I'll tell you where you can listen to that game, as well as some NBA scores and some free agency, NFL free agency updates, all that more coming up in sports.
All right, so here we go. The Barna Group in California, research firm, specializes in studying religious attitudes and practices, and their latest survey finds about 1 in 6 practicing U.S. Christians say that they're giving up social media for Lent.
Oh, come on.
Well, but now, I mean, at first blush, you think that. But if the purpose of giving something up for Lent makes a significant difference in your life, you know, think about how many hours people spend doing that.
I guess.
I mean, you know, I know what you're saying, but because it says here 31% of practicing Christians will try to abstain from technology altogether.
Jeez. Well, I know a lot of people that would like refrain from watching TV or something, maybe.
Okay, yeah.
Which I can kind of, I don't know.
But that's, I mean, anyway, 31% gonna try to abstain from technology. 30% will swear off chocolate. 2% will swear off swearing.
All right.
And 2% will ditch cigarettes, at least until Easter, and maybe beyond. But here are your top 9. It's fast foods, number 9, sweets, social networking, soda, alcohol, swearing, Twitter, chocolate. It says here school. They're giving up school for Lent? Okay.
Good luck with that one.
Yeah, see, let's see how that that works out. So, I don't know. This explosion in New York is a little bit unusual. We first thought it was a gas leak that caused it.
Is it not?
No, apparently what happened was it was caused by a water main that collapsed onto the gas line under the street.
Oh.
So, I mean, it was gas, but okay, that's what caused it. It was the water line collapsing on the gas line that caused the gas to leak out and apparently lead to the explosion. So there you are.
One thing leads to another,
I suppose. All right, not too many people would list taupe as their favorite color.
No.
Okay, so what's your favorite color?
You have a favorite color?
I'm a green or a blue guy.
Yeah, you know, that's those are the two that I choose. I really like green a lot. I really do. And all right, Zach, what about you?
I guess blue. I don't even know what taupe looks like. I'm trying to figure
out. Well, here's the deal. Yeah, it's a brownie kind of thing. The reason blue is the most common color is we associate that with clear skies and clean water.
That works for me.
Scientists say that most people are naturally attracted to the color of things that are good for us. Odd or muddy colors are at the bottom of the list of favorites because our instincts might associate them with biological waste or rotting food. Now, I find that interesting, but, you know, if you'll look at, if you're talking to a real estate person or you're talking to somebody, you know, who's talking about design colors and that, they'll talk a lot about taupe, but what they'll call it is an earth tone.
Yeah.
See? I mean, taupe is taupe. It is what it is. It's kind of a browny gray kind of a thing. And, you know, if you've seen those GM cars, they're almost all the same color, that kind of tannish thing.
Uh-huh.
That's taupe pretty much.
Oh. See, that's where you just need to look at the wall and say, I envision sort of a medium well or a rotisserie chicken
okay,
over
you
here.
That. Yeah, you could do that. And we were talking about nail polish colors the other day, and they do the same thing with paint colors. But I find it interesting that you'll find a great number of houses that will have that color, and yet it's called, you know, some
earth tone,
something, right? And yet we don't consider that to be one of our favorite colors. So,
what would you say we have for the walls in here? I know that's probably different.
Well, it is. It's different in every room. That's one of the things that's interesting that they did here is they allowed people to kind of pick and choose, at least the employees at the time, I guess, pick and choose the colors that they wanted, which was nice of them.
There's a pretty solid prison gray for the walls that aren't colored
with no windows.
That's the other thing. I had, but you know, I have a maroon accent wall, which is really cool over there, and then I've got gray over on the other side with a big sign hangs and all that stuff. And we'll have to do that. We'll have to give people pictures of our studios one of these days.
Yeah.
All right, it's time for our car segment. All eyes pretty much on GM as they recall 1.6 million vehicles. You know, that started, but that's now prompted a criminal investigation, and you got two congressional committees looking into this.
What did they know, and when did they know it?
Exactly. At issue is why GM waited until February to issue the recall. These were older model compact cars, and it's a worldwide recall. Even though it admitted to knowing that it had a problem for 10 years.
And this is with the ignition?
Yeah. And, you know, somewhere in there, and not to pick on car companies, I'm not doing that, but there are any number of situations where people have a product that goes out into the consumer great world, and they know that there is going to be a rate of failure out there. Those things happen. Now, sometimes it's not the product itself. It could be misuse, but failure is failure. And quite often in a court of law, that's where they end up having to settle that out. And they have to look at what they consider to be acceptable losses, if you will, or acceptable failures. Now, when it crosses over that, then all of a sudden they look like big, horrible people because they knew that this stuff was going on. But again, a decade is a decade. They knew, apparently. Committees in the House and Senate want to know why the government's road safety watchdog, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, didn't act sooner. Excuse me, see SEC and Bernie Madoff, okay? It's the government. How long did they know about Bernie Madoff before they did anything? But anyhow, so that's story number one. Story number two, New Jersey became the third state in the country to block the sale of Tesla Motors electric vehicles yesterday. They approved by legislation and signed by the governor that will move, what it does is it comes in the form of a prohibition of what's called direct sales as opposed to through an independent auto dealership or franchise. In other words, car sales are usually like this. A car company will sell their vehicles to a dealer, then the dealer sells to the customer. Well, Tesla manufactures, and they sell the cars directly to consumers, except in three states. One is New Jersey, the other two are Arizona and Texas, as a matter of fact. Now, what's interesting is, and lots of bloggers out there reminding us, that Chris Christie, speaking at CPAC last week, said, we need to talk about the fact that we are a free market society that allows your effort and your ingenuity to determine your success, not the cold, hard hand of government. Then he goes back to New Jersey and uses the cold hand of government to change the way that Tesla is able to sell his cars. So we'll see what happens. And it's... it is an interesting, you know, it's an expensive car. These guys cost $70,000 a piece. Tesla had two retail locations in New Jersey to sell these cars, but the state's high population density and proximity to New York make it potentially a far more lucrative market instead of the other two, which, and Texas is a fairly lucrative market, but yeah, they do the same thing. But it's kind of neat. What happens is Tesla has dealerships that they just own. They own the dealerships, and you get service in that dealership that is owned by Tesla. And if you live too far away from the Tesla dealership, they send somebody to your house to fix the car.
And drop a loaner off while they take the one that they're working on.
Not bad, you know? It's not bad.
It's an interesting business model.
Yeah, not everybody can afford a Tesla. I've seen two in town, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
really. Fancy.
Matter of fact, yeah, no kidding. So anyway, now, while we're talking about that, the average median income for a household cannot afford an average price new car or truck in 24 of the largest 25 metro areas in this country.
Huh.
Now, again, median income means half more, half less. But the average median income household cannot afford the average priced new car or truck in 24 of the 25 largest metro areas in America. The only one where they can, of course, would be Washington, D.C., because that's the home of the federal government where people make a lot of money. Here are the numbers. The study found that in 16 cities, median income fell at least $10,000 short of what it would take to buy the typical new car. Interest.com says the average new vehicle now goes for just over $32,000, and that works out to a typical monthly payment of about $630. The Detroit Bureau points out, on the bright side, though, that analysts note the automotive finance rates are currently at or near historic lows. Okay, and that's fine. And obviously there are car dealers who are going to work to make that happen. But I'm not sure. I guess there are a couple of ways to look at that. You have to understand also that people in these large metro areas don't need cars. Their money goes to other things because they have probably pretty good forms of public transportation in many of those larger cities, certainly in the Northeast and in the West. We don't necessarily in Texas. But nonetheless, putting that together with what an average car costs nowadays is a little bit of a concern. All right, here we go. How about a kids-only sweet shop? No parents allowed. It's in Sandy City, Japan. There is a candy shop that is just for kids. The Future Sweets Factory is reserved only for children ages 12 and under. It's like Willy Wonka. Both children and adults make their way through this egg-shaped dome, which is the entrance to the shop. But after that, parents have to wait while their children are in the waiting hall. They have to wait in the waiting hall while their children are in the store. Inside, there are figurines of cartoon characters and robots to amuse the children while they are treated exclusively to all kinds of sweets. And after their visit, the children are encouraged to tell their parents about what they've seen inside. The shop owner wants to encourage children to, it says here, tell their parents. I believe what they mean is nag their parents and have the parents listen to what the kids have to say. I want to get this and this and this and this and this and this.
When they're all hyped up on.
I know. This is a pretty good idea. You get them in there on a sugar high, and then you get them to come back out and bug their parents until the parents buy the candy. What a business model, see? And
yeah,
but again, the Japanese, they're pretty smart folks. They know how to put all that stuff together, and they've apparently done that. So watch for that coming to America near you. Kids-only candy stores.
Are you over 50? Then the upcoming issue of Brassus Wellness Magazine is a must-read. Brassus Wellness is a local publication filled with local articles. This issue of Brassus Wellness focuses on making your home ADA accessible, health benefits, and healing qualities of pet ownership, plus many more healthcare topics for people 50 and over. For information about advertising in Brassus Wellness Magazine's issue for senior living, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928 Twin City Coffee Service.
Remember the old adage that states imitation is the best form of flattery? Well, nothing rings truer than in the roofing industry. Schulte Roofing, the leader in all types of roof installations, has trained many of his competitors. So when you need a solid, bulletproof roofing contractor, go with Schulte Roofing. His competitors did. Call Schulte Roofing at 1-800-4-ROOF or visit them on the web at SchulteRoofing.com.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Good morning. It's 7:25. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net for more information. Much nicer day today because the wind's going to lay down a little bit. High today about 66 degrees and the wind's out of the south at 5. Tonight we'll be down to 46. Tomorrow, 67's our high with a slight chance of showers. And then on Saturday, 73. About the same thing on Sunday, maybe a little bit cooler, but only a 20% chance of showers. And then we start next week with sunny skies and 65, so pretty pleasant. Northwesterly winds right now at 3, 70% relative humidity, fair skies. It's a little bit cool out there right now. We're looking at 39 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, here's one they didn't get away with. The Obama regime desperately wanted to force changes in the Medicare prescription plan. They wanted to remove three classes of pharmaceuticals from a special protected list. It guarantees crucial medicines are available to seniors. The three categories, drugs that prevent rejection of transplanted organs, antidepressants, and antipsychotics. Now, just to be clear, Barack Obama proposed regulations to make it harder, maybe even impossible, for seniors with dementia, Alzheimer's, cancers, heart and other organ transplants, and scores of other conditions to get the medicines they need. People have already seen insurance coverage, doctors, medicines go away under Obamacare. And now the regime is trying to hide the true financial impact of Obamacare by stripping Medicare to the bone. The regime hoped to save $729 million by 2019 by depriving seniors of these medications. Patient groups fought tooth and nail to defeat the proposal. Finally, on Monday, the regime's Medicare Administrator, Marilyn Tavener, sent Congress a letter saying the proposal would not move forward. Every election cycle, the Democrats come up with some new ad campaign designed to scare seniors. And they accuse Republicans of pushing grandma off the cliff or wanting Medicare to wither on the vine. Well, look at who is actually trying to deprive seniors of their medical lifelines. It's Obama. It's the Democrats. And yes, Obamacare does have death panels, as predicted.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1648. 1-888-535-1648. That's 1-888-535-1648. 1-888-535-1648.
Howdy, my name is Jason Bianski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Bianski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Bianski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bianski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 42 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. 30% fewer spectators at the state high school boys basketball tournament has organizers contemplating changing the dates and or locations. That would play into the hands of the BCS Convention and Visitors Bureau. At the last College Station City Council meeting, CVB President Shannon Overby says they've been pitching the UIL to use facilities at A&M for all statewide events.
Bobby Beiser, who serves on our board, has helped us in bringing over the UIL planners to see the facilities on campus immediately after we signed the agreement, and that was for music and theater, academic, and sports. So it was for all of it, and they were very excited, so we certainly see some potential there.
Back in Austin, the South by Southwest Festival has reduced attendance at the boys' basketball tournament from 100,000 to 70,000. Tournament organizers say it's due to the supply of affordable lodging. The clock is now running for the Houston developer, who is receiving up to $5 million in future sales tax money from the city of Bryan. Wednesday was opening day for the new Walmart at West Villa Maria and Harvey Mitchell Parkway. City Councilman Chuck Conderla on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says this has been needed for 30 years.
There's no money coming out of the taxpayer's pocket. And here you have Walmart coming in that is an anchor. And Scott, I would love to tell you the two major things that are coming in by Walmart, but I can't. This is a big game changer for Westside. It's not just a grocery store. It's an anchor to bring in other businesses and other jobs and other opportunities for people in the area to live and work in Bryan.
The city's agreement with the developer covers any sales tax drop at the Walmart on Briarcrest. The bottom line is the developer has 15 years to collect the $5 million. A proposed master plan community just outside the south city limits of College Station would eventually replace the Texas World Speedway.
Developers of the so-called Speedway District told Interim Director of Planning and Development Lance Sims it would take 15 years to complete the $513 million project. Contingent on the city council and state approving a municipal utility district, Sims says the city and the developer would move on other agreements. One involves annexation.
I don't have specifics on that yet, but I will tell you that you know, longer term, the area was planned to be annexed anyway, and so we'll negotiate the terms of specifics through that strategic partnership agreement.
Another takes up land use regulations.
In many cases, this property will function as if it is inside the city in terms of, you know, zoning and land use and development standards, you know, whether it's streets or sidewalks or water or sewer lines or whatever.
The council holds a public hearing in 2 weeks. If approved, it would include nearly 1,400 single-family homes, retail stores, a business park, an elementary school, 2 recreation centers, 3 parks, and more than 5 miles of walking trails. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
College Station police received public assistance in arresting someone accused of breaking into 2 cars in the Northgate District and catching 2 Nebraska motorcyclists who ran a stop sign and then attempted to run away from officers. Early Wednesday morning, Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says 911 received a call from a witness watching what was taking place on Cross Street between College Main and Tauber.
The person calling into our dispatch at that point had seen an individual going around trying door handles. Saw this person enter into his friend's vehicle, so he knew that person had no right to be there. He contacted our dispatch. He stayed on the line. He was able to provide a very detailed description and direction of travel.
Officers responded in 4 minutes, stopped a man wearing clothing to what was reported, then arrested 19-year-old Tobias Brown of Bryan on 2 counts of burglary of a motor vehicle. 3 loud motorcycles caught the attention of College Station police Tuesday afternoon. 3 officers saw the bikes run a stop sign at Holloman and Eleanor near the Lincoln Recreation Center. After the bikers saw the officers, they split up and accelerated. Police credit the help of pedestrians in stopping 2 of the 3 bikers. The 20-year-olds visiting College Station from the Lincoln, Nebraska area were arrested for evading arrest. One officer indicated speeds reached 80 miles per hour. The 3rd motorcyclist was not caught. 3 Bryan residents are arrested after attempting to sell approximately $10,000 of stolen equipment and materials Tuesday. Sheriff Chris Kirk says a North Bryan recycler was asked to be on the lookout for the stolen property from a BTU subcontractor working northeast of Bryan near Walker Settlement Cemetery.
You know, they were all related to a wireline project out there. They were tools and batteries and then some electrical wire and lines and some of the equipment that they need to install that.
Kirk says they received a call from the recycler the same afternoon about an attempt to sell similar items. Officers were told three suspects sold nearly 300 feet of aluminum wire out of their truck. Inside the truck, officers found more equipment from the subcontractor. 32-year-old Christine Belford, 29-year-old Carl McGuire, and 22-year-old Dylan Clay were charged with burglary and theft. Belford and Clay were also charged with possession of meth. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 42 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news at 8 o'clock or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I am Pastor Sylvester Smith, Jr. I endured terrible pain in my right knee for years and began to affect my ministry. I went to St. Joseph for a total knee replacement. The best thing this pastor can say about them is amen. Now I'm blessed to post life with enthusiasm again, and I can't wait to get back to the bowling alley and the golf course. St. Joseph turned my tears of pain into tears of joy.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
That's a big truck Meatball's got.
I wonder where he got it.
He must know it's truck month here at Tima, Navasota.
Get a 2014 Ford F-250 Crew Cab for $10,000 off MSRP. Plus, a 2014 Ford F-150 Crew Cab for $349 a month.
Nice price.
Or a 2013 F-150 Crew Cab for $25,988.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, TimaNavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike.
Tima Navasota, where you always get a
nice price.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Lemonade Day returns to Bryan College Station on Sunday, May 4th. Hundreds of local kids will take part, learning how to own and operate their own business through a lemonade stand. It's fun, it's free, and kids get to keep the money they earn. We do need adult partners and volunteers to help participate. To learn more and register online, go to LemonadeDayBCS.com. That's LemonadeDayBCS.com.
Good morning. It's 7:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. 8-to-8 service. That means overtime coverage for you and your family without overtime charges. You get home after work, the unit's not working, they'll get somebody out there that day. Barker's Heating and Cooling at 690-2278.
Sunshine today. High temperatures are probably going to be somewhere around 65 later this afternoon after a cool start. It'll turn partly cloudy overnight, 45. Clouds will continue to move in from the south and west tomorrow. We could see a stray shower during the day. Highs will be up around 65. Lots of clouds for tomorrow night. There's the chance of a shower. Lows near 55. Clouds and scattered showers Saturday with highs between 65 and 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Aggie baseball and softball both returned to the field yesterday. The A&M basketball team is in the SEC tournament in Atlanta. And some high school baseball action going on tonight. It's going to be broadcast on one of our stations. I'll let you know who's playing and when. All that and more coming up on sports.
Dude, Taco Sox are coming.
Taco sauce?
Like totally. Rack.com says that Taco Bell is teamed with a fashion label on a line of socks with tacos printed all over them.
Oh.
Last check, the socks weren't up on either website yet. The website would be Rack.com and I guess the Hundreds, which is the sock people. So there you go. This will be happening.
And like most college dorms, the socks will come in soft and crunchy.
Very nice. All right, there you go. So look for that. Gosh, you know, we got to get a pair of those for Kevin. He's a real Taco Bell fan, I think, as I recall. Wonder what they smell like after you've been in.
I was gonna say, hopefully they're not scratch and sniff or anything.
Yeah, just saying. So we'll see. All right, so if you know anybody who's on Pinterest, I have a wife who is does that, which is great. I mean, get recipes and stuff from all that. But whether you're a Pinterest fan or not, the photo-based social media site going to be loaded with ads, you know. People pin those favorite things all the time, and many of those things are on shopping sites or blogs that want to sell you that thing, whatever it is. As for real ads, like the kind that we see on Facebook and such, Pinterest hasn't done that yet, but the key word there is yet. Source says that will likely change by the end of the year. So can you get more ads, just so you
I tell you what, there are so many ads on YouTube, it's unreal.
Yeah, it is.
Every
yeah.
single video you try to watch now has just got an ad on it.
And I have to factor that in because normally it used to be in the old days, I just clicked to it. I knew that I could get it started within about 15 seconds.
Yeah, the good old days.
The good days, yeah. Like 2 years ago. But the deal is now, if you watch more than one video, they generally give you that option to skip after mm-hmm. after the second ad. So that's much nicer, I would think. You probably heard that the World Wide Web turned 25 this week.
It did.
That was on, was that Google yesterday or the day mm-hmm. before? Anyhow, well, it was 22 years ago this week that Nathaniel Borenstein, you know, old Nate, he sent his colleagues the world's first email attachment. It was a barbershop quartet, the telephone cords. Borenstein, along with other researchers, one of them named Fred Fried, wrote the code for attachments because one day he hoped to get pictures of his grandchildren over the email. To the delight of his grandparents everywhere, there you go. It's pretty common now. But that's pretty cool, taking technology and making it something where grandparents can see their grandkids.
So was it like audio or a picture?
Well, it was a picture. I presume that's what it is.
Well, the audio would be a little bit before its time.
It would be, but there you go. Iowa is not as flat as many people think. In fact, it doesn't even rank among the 10 flattest states, according to a new study published by the Geographical Review. This is a journal for the American Geographical Society. Researchers at the University of Kansas set out to debunk their own state's flatness reputation, but it, you ready, geomorphed into looking at all 48 states and D.C. to measure the rise of the land at the horizon. The result is, in fact, that Florida is the nation's flattest state. Kansas ranks 7th, for what it's worth. Iowa doesn't even land in the top 10, nor does Nebraska. Illinois is the second flattest state.
So, really?
There you go. And for what it's worth, it's another list where West Virginia finishes last. okay. Let's see what else we got for you this morning. Animal control. You know, those people do stay busy no matter where it is. And quite honestly, when the animal control officer gets a call, they may not know exactly what they're going to be getting into, right? Generally, it's going to be a critter that the caller doesn't want to handle. Well, animal control officials in Phoenix say that they get 6,000 calls that came in last year in one particular neighborhood, which is overpopulated with stray dogs. Majority of those calls were about a single breed. Folks with animal control have told the residents, if at all possible, if you do see a stray, if you can safely contain that stray in your yard, then call us. That makes a big difference. This same breed has created problems in other neighborhoods as well. We're not talking pit bulls.
Labs.
Chihuahuas.
Oh, man.
The killer chihuahua. Well, didn't Disney do a movie about some Hollywood chihuahua
yes.
or something? Yeah, okay. Just saying. All right, we know that dark chocolate's good for us, right?
Yeah.
Full of antioxidants. It's good for our brain. Now we're finding it can strengthen our teeth. It can suppress a cough. It can pep you up. But it's even better than that. The study says that dark chocolate prevents white blood cells from sticking to the walls of your arteries, keeping them flexible and allowing blood to flow more efficiently. Thick or rigid artery walls cause heart attacks. So have some dark chocolate today and know that you're doing yourself some good.
See, I'm not a big fan of dark chocolate. I don't know what the...
Really?
You're missing out.
Really. I think you are, too. I mean, I always went for the Hershey Special, which I think was the first place mm-hmm. where they kind of introduced yeah. in any wide marketable way dark chocolate. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Fine. Hey, I don't know if I agree with the flatness thing, because only in Texas can you climb a tree and look really hard and see the back of your own head.
Oh, thank you.
I found with chocolate, though, the dark chocolate, 85 is sort of my limit.
Yeah, after that, it gets to be pretty much baker's chocolate, right? Pretty
numbers?
Nasty stuff. Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, Scott. Yesterday, they had a thing about how bad dark chocolate's for you on causing acid reflux, which is linked now to esophageal cancer or something. So
that's why we ask you to always listen. If you listen long enough, you'll hear something that will justify whatever behavior you're going through.
I think I'll go have some chocolate.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. Just do that. Yeah, they do. As a matter of fact, they do. Ghirardelli is the one that comes to mind. I think they do. The little bags of chocolate that
pretty
have
much
the percentage.
Pretty much all the chocolate do in the world market.
Okay. Not Hershey's doesn't, but, you know, again, Hershey's isn't necessarily world, just saying. But it's good for you. So go have some of that today. And chocolate chips, you know, those are not – you do semi-sweet chocolate chips, right? Don't you, Zach? You do that?
What is it? Yeah, chocolate chips? Yeah, of course.
But that's – and that is – that's kind of a semi-sweet thing, so they get a bit of that going on. So here you go. For you seafood-hating Catholics, you can now rejoice you won't be stuck choking down fish on Fridays. The Catholic News Agency reports that Archbishop from New Orleans is now allowing the flock to eat gator on no-meat days, okay, because they're cold-blooded reptiles, while turtles, snakes, and tortoise are also fair. Nothing like a snake pool boy. Oh, man, in New Orleans. Oh, that's great. Religious leaders are encouraging the faithful to follow the Friday penance because it's a great way to commemorate the death of Christ and identify with his suffering. And now you can do that by eating gator. So there you are, trying to help people, especially in Louisiana, kind of get in touch with their Cajun side. Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Betalift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Betalift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Betalift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
When you get right down to it, effective parenting is all about giving your kids what they need. And that usually comes down to mom and dad knowing which hat they need to wear. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. A friend once told me a story about a business owner who was training his adult son to take over his company. One day, the father observed his son on the plant floor screaming at an employee over a mistake he'd made. The father called his son into his office and said, "First, let me put my boss's hat on. The way you just treated that employee is completely out of line for a leader of this company. You're fired." The father then acted like he was changing hats and said, "Now I'm putting on my father hat." And looking into his son's eyes, he said with compassion, "Son, I heard you just lost your job. Is there something I can do to help you?" Doesn't that story capture it so well? We as parents have a lot of hats to wear. Sometimes it's the disciplinarian addressing poor behavior and setting firm boundaries. Other times we need to look beyond our children's actions and show them compassion. The challenge for moms and dads is having the wisdom to know which hat to wear in any given situation. Because effective parenting is about giving your kids what they need to thrive. For more tips on raising great kids, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
My golden retriever, Sundance, is a lot more playful now. She has more pep and energy than I've seen in years.
Tons of energy. Petey is having fun again. He's got a shiny coat and a good, healthy weight.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day. She pushes her little bowl all the way across the room, emptying every last single crumb. She has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look.
She's got life. She's got energy. She's got stuff to give.
We get asked all the time when we're at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
DINOVITE .com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Stanley will be on Dynavite for the rest of his life.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE .com.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The 23rd-ranked Texas A&M baseball team saddled Texas Pan American with a 6-2 loss yesterday at Bluebell Park. Aggie-designated hitter Hunter Melton went 2-for-3 at the plate with a double, 2 runs, and 2 RBI, while second baseman Patrick McClendon went 2-for-4 with a triple, 2 runs, and 1 ribby. Here's Coach Childress after the win.
The biggest challenge, like I said last night, is for us to come out and validate last night's performance, and I felt like we did. I thought we pitched the ball, played great defense, and our offensive approach was very good. Obviously, a completely different day today than it was yesterday based on the wind, but felt like our swings were flat. Headed to, you know, in the middle of the field, took our walks, and created, set up some innings for ourselves. But, you know, proud of our guys.
Batting down the hatches out there. The Aggies, who have won 6 of their last 7, will kick off conference play this weekend on the road against Auburn. Game 1 of that series is scheduled for tomorrow night at 6, with coverage right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. 13th-ranked Aggie softball was also in action yesterday, topping the College of Charleston 11-2 in South Carolina. Freshman Suzanne White blasted a pinch-hit grand slam for the Aggs, who will continue their tour of the Palmetto State with a weekend series against South Carolina. Game 1 against the Gamecocks is slated for 6 p.m. tomorrow on the Zone HD 95.1-3. A few Aggies received Southeastern Conference recognition from this past week. Women's tennis player Christina Stanku was named the SEC's Player of the Week, while teammate Saska Gavrilovska was selected SEC Freshman of the Week. If I can get that out. Golfer Marijosa Navarro was also recognized as the conference's Freshman of the Week. The Texas A&M men's basketball team is taking on Missouri this afternoon at the SEC tournament in Atlanta. The Maroon and White entered the tourney as a number 9 seed, while the Tigers come in at number 8. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy yesterday.
We just played Missouri about, it seems like, just the other day. It's going to be a quick turnaround, but I think we're very familiar with them. We're minus one of our guys, but that seems to have been the case all this season right now. Jamal Jones has been sick, and we're hoping to get him, fly him in tonight sometime. So that's kind of where we're at, but we're excited to be playing in the tournament, and our guys have prepared themselves well the last couple of days.
The two teams met last Wednesday, with the Tigers pulling out a 57-56 come-from-behind win. Tip-off for today's game is at noon, with broadcasts on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. Some Texas teams that have already played their first tournament games. 7th-seeded Baylor held on to beat pesky TCU 76-68 last night in the opening round of the Big 12 tournament. The Bears, who have won 8 of their last 9, advanced to play number 2-seed Oklahoma in today's quarterfinals. Marcus Smart scored 18 points to lead 7th-seed Oklahoma State to an 80-62 victory over 9th-seed Texas Tech, and tonight the Texas Longhorns will take on the West Virginia Mountaineers at 8:30. In the professional game yesterday, the Dallas Mavericks looked to get back on the winning track with a win at the Utah Jazz.
And then a screen left by Dirk. Ellis lays it off to Dirk for a right wing three. Good! As he hit the deck over Derek Favors.
Dirk Nowitzki scored 31 points, moving into sole possession of the number 12 spot on the all-time NBA scoring list as the Mavericks edged the Jazz 108-101. Nowitzki made 12 of 14 from the field in all 4 of his 3-point attempts to help the Mavs snap a 3-game road losing skid. Down in San Antonio, the surging Spurs were hosting the Portland Trailblazers at the AT&T Center.
6 to shoot. Patty's got to do something in a hurry. Works around a splitter screen. Left wing 3. Good night, Mike. Patty Mills starts the fourth quarter off in fine fashion.
Kind of makes me want to go to Outback today. Mills would finish with 15 points as the Spurs roll to their 8th straight win, 103-90. San Antonio remains the best team in the NBA at 48-16. Both the Spurs and Mavs will have the night off. The Houston Rockets return to action as they visit the Chicago Bulls at 6. The LA Lakers have ruled Kobe Bryant out for the remainder of this season after a re-examination of the veteran guard's injured knee showed it still hadn't healed properly. Bryant has been sidelined since December 17th with a fracture in his left knee. He also missed the Lakers' first 19 games while recovering from a torn Achilles. The Denver Broncos have added an impact player to their defensive pass rush. DeMarcus Ware, who was cut by the Dallas Cowboys on Tuesday, was signed by the Broncos to a 3-year deal worth $30 million. Elsewhere, the New York Jets and wide receiver Eric Decker have agreed to a 5-year $36 million contract, and the New England Patriots have reportedly inked cornerback Darrell Revis for 1 year and $12 million. And some high school baseball action going on tonight. The A&M Consolidated Tigers host the Woodlands Highlanders at 7 o'clock. Pre-game begins at 6:45 with coverage on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. You can check out the rest of today's high school sports schedule on our website, WTAW.com. And that's been your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
When dealing with a terminal illness, it is important to have early discussions about end-of-life care. Hospice Brazos Valley has positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Anyone can make a referral to Hospice Brazos Valley, healthcare agencies, family and friends, physicians and hospitals. It isn't easy talking about end-of-life care, but together we can take the first steps. Let's start talking.
About 5 minutes till. Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. David Gardner's understands that you want to be able to find jewelry that is a great value, and you have a budget you have to work within. And David Gardner's understands that. They work with people on all levels. They want to make sure that you're a satisfied customer and that you can get the best value for your dollar. And they sometimes already have a piece made up that will fit what you're looking for. You may have something very specific in mind, or you may want to see what kind of thing can be created within your budget. David Gardner's can help you with all of that. And it's not only David Gardner creations. There are lots of other names that you'll know. Roberto Coyne, David Yerman, Hearts on Fire, if we're talking about wedding and engagement rings. And that brings to mind that there's a special website called Where Aggies Get Engaged. That's part of David Gardner's. You go in and the landing page is split in half. There's a his side and a her side, and you click the appropriate side to get all your questions answered. For guys, well, you know, sometimes we don't know a lot about that stuff, and so as a result, it's kind of baseline jewelry 101. Girls, on the other hand, maybe have a little more idea of exactly what they're looking for, and they get their answers, too, at the same place. So check that out if the wedding day happens to be something that's going to be around the corner and you want to prepare for that. Of course, they're your authorized Rolex dealer at David Gardner's, and they have authorized Rolex service. The good thing about that is that extends your warranty twice as long as well. So lots of reasons for you to stop in and see them. That's David Gardner's at 911 University Drive.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand-new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Zorneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1. Feel the intense passion and lush tones that can only be experienced in the intimate setting of Rudder Theater as the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra presents internationally acclaimed and multiple Grammy Award-winning guitarist Sharon Isbin. Join Maestro Busicki for an unforgettable evening as the symphony performs the hauntingly beautiful Concerto de Aranjuez by Rodrigo and Amy Beach's Gaelic Symphony in E minor. Purchase tickets online at bvso.org or by calling 845-1234. The Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra, making music come alive.
About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. We have a story about it today, and go to our website if you want some more of the information. Bill had a great story on it, but this development that they're looking to put in at Texas, south of Texas World Speedway, or actually where the Speedway is right now, over a 15-year period, they said. And if you heard Lance Sims, they're going to have to move a lot of dirt. They moved a lot of dirt to make it what it was, and and I can still remember that. I think 1968, 1969, something like that. Late 60s is when that thing opened. And, of course, it was the talk of the country when it came to race car driving because it was a two-mile closed oval, which was pretty neat. You could get speeds that you couldn't get anyplace else and kind of had a sister track up in Michigan. Larry Lopatin was the guy who built it. But, you know, obviously it's kind of had a past that's been good and bad, and it's difficult now to be able to make it a situation where people can actually go out and watch the races. So now time is coming that they're going to turn it into a development. And this thing is just spectacular. There's a plat that's out there. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's a tiny picture that's associated with the story. But if you click on the link just above that, there's a PDF with a higher resolution one.
Yeah.
Goodness, this is huge.
It really is. And if you look at that, it's got room for a school inside it. And again, it's gonna be a few years before it's completed. But
sure, they say up to 15 to realize any sort of return on it.
And it's interesting because you think about where is the center of your city. And, you know, College Station City Center has certainly shifted to the south. You know, they do this. That's going to make a tremendous difference in where it is because much like, and that's what's so exciting about this area. You know, we talked to Chuck Condrilly yesterday about the west side in Bryan and where the Walmart is going in there. And that really is going to be a traffic changer, a traffic pattern changer, habit changer for people.
That's my side of town. It has already.
That's it. And the things that will go in there now. It's ancillary. You know, for folks, again, who have been here for a while, it took forever for something to jump across the east side of the bottom.